Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, Sam Cooke. Change. Now, let me say this. We go to bed, sleep, and wake up next day. So there is the evening and the morning. Oh my. I tell you, it's good to live right. Okay, now what I'm saying here is this. I am getting a view of the human, the value of the human life. And, you know, you see the church stuff that we have all over the world. You know, that's a big finding. It is a big finding because I can see some people think of the church in a negative way, but still, it is hard for people to grasp the whole effect of what church is, because it is set up in such a way for people to find something positive about the church. And for you to come to a complete understanding about God and all that, to know that no, God is not really in the Bible, and no Jesus, no real Jesus in the Bible. You have got to learn a lot of stuff to get rid all of this stumbling blocks that hinder us from knowing the whole truth about the world society of people. We have to go real deep to find these things out. Otherwise, we're going to somehow inch to the church. Because when we don't know the real truth, the Bible is the closest thing to us to believe and look at it like through the eyes of faith and believing. And therefore, we will never come out of bondage. Never come out of bondage. And I'm looking now on this side of this situation where you look at the kind of people who stand up for, say, what they think is righteousness. Anytime we believe in church mediums or church information and think that, you know, we are into salvation. Let me tell you something. No. Put away fun and joke aside. The church that we believe in, the Pope, Father Jesus of Christianity, is the vicar of Christ Jesus. No. When I tell you that no Jesus exists, I tell you that what we read in the Bible and say Jesus is talking to us is not true. There is no way, and I give anybody the opportunity to come on this radio, and I freely give you the number because you're not paying any money to talk on this radio. You're only taking some time. And it is necessary for you to take the time because it's not just me you want to tell, but you want to tell a whole lot of people out in the world. The white people don't want us to tell the truth about the church. Because they know when we find out what the church is, their life is over with. Because all of the lies and the criminal acts that they've been doing will stop. White people don't care anything about civilization because they are not coming from civilization, and how they come to be talking and stuff like that. You need to understand that interbreeding. But millions of years they didn't know the letter in a word, and come make me tell you in history where you find that. And I'm going to tell you something about one of my responders, you know, on the internet, we chat, and This is YouTube we are on. And this person is telling me that Romans were not black. The Romans were not black. Now, I know when somebody is talking with knowledge of reading something historic. I know that since a few years now, I am down into history. And this person keeps on telling me that, like, it's not possible for the Romans to be black, right? We came to a juncture in the conversation where I decide to pull out evidence and tell my friend communicating with me the only way for us to prove truth between the both of us, there is one thing that is to be done. The position that I hold, I get it from history. He is not telling me anything from history. And I could tell by the way he's talking, because if we're reading the same world history, we shouldn't be seeing two different things. Right? So I asked a friend to tell me about the parent ancestor for the species. Name me the parent species the African white people belong to. Name me the parent species, because there is only one species for them. The first evolutionary birth, that's the object we are looking for. The parent ever was involved, whether it's from any way nature would do it. But as far as we can see, these people, millions of years ago, apparently came about from the source of birth. Now, they are here as male and female. So whichever happened before we get to that point, I don't know. And nobody discussed that. They are evolved creatures. And we know them male and female. Just like we know animals, male and female. Nobody don't discuss their first parent. Nobody. Because they are not human beings. But ape man is male and female. Because they are the first human to come on the earth, it is important that their parent ancestry be known. And so far, it is. You get what I'm saying? Otherwise, if we don't know that, we are lost. There is just no way you can stand up and say anybody bequeathed to you. No. You can't lay claim to nothing without your proper descent of how you come into the world, you see, because that is where you have claim. You have claim based on your species. Now, you let these white people cock up their and think that they are okay. You understand? Because only them one can read, and whatever they don't read, they can lie and go on with all kind of things and use guns and bombs and stuff like that. That's what these people do. They think there's just one way to life. And it's not true. And it has been taking us a long time to figure out our problem. And as long as the gods giving us opportunity to see the elements that, you know, we have to correct. Unless we come to see that, we are totally out. And, you know, there is no Bible heaven or nothing like that we talk about in church. None of those things are true. None of those things are true. And I was afraid in my earlier, you know, looking at different things and different things beside what the Bible is telling me. You know, I had to be certain about what is the truth then. So in my reading and coming to a conclusion about, oh, what is really the truth about life, and it boils down to only history is going to have it right. History, a truthful record of the past. There is nothing outside of that that tells us the reality of the past. So if you are looking for something else, something that you are assuming and something that you're guessing about, it doesn't work with knowledge of recorded history. Now, who doubt a birth certificate or other certificate that people have made to identify parochial facts, evidence, anthropic facts? The Bible that we have here with Adam and Eve in a garden is the worst type of book that, because what? It is not a record. Adam and Eve in the Bible is not a record. The people who write about Adam and Eve in the Bible had no permission to do it. So they could write all the lies that they want about Adam and Eve, and about talking serpent, because there is nobody that has ever come forward with the evidence of Adam and Eve in the Bible. Neither can they come up with evidence of the God in the Bible. They wind up telling you about God is a spirit. Now, if somebody's going to tell you about a spirit, where have you seen a spirit? Where have you seen a spirit? And what identity did you make of that spirit? If you want these sodomites, look, if you think sodomite is sane and sober like sane and sober people, you make a sad mistake. Because they are all Christian. White people are all Christians. And it doesn't matter what you say, they have their gibberish, all kind of a sodomite nonsense to talk about. Because, see, they are making law to marry two people who like to fuck on us. And if you're fucking honest, you're never civilized. Not one moment of it. You were born an African hybrid person. You done spoiled and gone rotten. You no longer accounted for. You see? Because you have to keep yourself pure in order to be on record as a real person. But if you gone spoil like a rotten a rotten banana, you know, longer counted as a worthwhile piece of energy. You know, you could go into the dirt and become manure for plant and go back to the system of, you know, making something grow. But in our position here, we're not like that. If you spoil as a human being, your spirit is spoiled, you know, well, you have some kind of a comparison. But what I'm trying to say, we are in a very hard time right now. But the hard time that we are in, it's also an interesting time. It is also an interesting time because there are things to be worked out. Because these sodomites, when you think of these sodomites now come up, rise, say, 100,000 years, this saga of white people and African people began 100,000 years ago. And what they have been through is an experience where they are talking now. They never did talk. They never looked like human being before, but they go through some sexual maneuvers that brought them to where they are here today. Now, when we have these people, as it were, out talking some of our people, and over, say, the last 2,600 years, these sodomite people behaving like they can control the world and they are in the process of controlling the world. And when you read the World History textbook, you know something is wrong. But if you don't read, you don't know. And then you only can depend on them. They say they're making law. They don't make no law for us. White people don't make any law for African people. None whatsoever. How do we come under them? Because they don't dump their nasty blood into our bloodstream when they're doing all these sexual kind of stuff with our people in the bushes over there. This is what is happening. Why the world is a place now where you have your children and you go to church and and you believe everything them talk about in a church. And now I have been through the church thing, and so happened that I come to the place in my life experience where I'm reading and understanding things better than when I was younger. All right, what I'm seeing now, and I see something now that really baffled me. I remember when I was young and growing up, I always be looking in the skies and trying to see if I can see anything that makes sense. Apart from the trees and the buildings around me and stuff, I wasn't making any sense. And nobody was telling me anything in the Bible or anywhere to satisfy my curiosity. I'm only seeing human being like myself. I'm wondering what else in life manifests for me to know. I'm thinking all that. Nobody's able to tell me anything. But we are singing those songs in church, being on a day will come when the Lord will renew our spirit. Now, the white people do not want the African people to know their real existence. And it's the reason why they write the Bible. So all you hear white people talking about the Bible and Jesus Christ, you'd have got to read real history and not the Bible that don't carry no historic value. Stop reading the Bible because it doesn't have no character in the Bible that you could ever find anywhere. Neither can somebody tell you about this character and produce their reality. They can't, because God is not a reality. They say he's a spirit. And who it is then that can tell you for sure God is real? except you are believing God is real. You can say they believe God is real and there's all there is to it and you're dead and gone and you think you're going to see God, right? But we weren't given senses, eyes, ears, and all that to prove things, and we are here talking about we believe. You don't believe nothing like this. You need to put your inner eye to work. Let your inner eye tell you if what you see and what you hear is true. Contentment is in you, hope so high, that you don't want to know nothing else, saving Christ and him crucified. No Christ, never crucified. And I am telling you that and give you the number with it, that talk to me now on any time. You have a lot of time now, and, you know, call me right now anytime you want to call and let us talk about what you're thinking about. And I have something to tell you about someone and I been communicating and what happened. So here's the number to call me is 347-850-1358. Call me. Right? Now, I'm telling you about this person we've been talking. And of course, there is now argument about who we're reading about, Romans, in Rome, Italy. A king was overthrown in Rome, Italy. And this king was working in this kingship dynasty, if you want to call it that. The king was overthrown by Europeans because there's nobody else in the world except two species that have subgroups. And that is hominid, the ape-like man, okay? And later on, there is wise sapien. And when the gods Elohim came to earth, they are the ones that created hybrid human being that the white people don't want to talk about, okay? Because they become wise now. They can talk and they know all... You know, like so much intellectual knowledge now, right? In order to quiet or drive away white people from our territory, you know what it needs? We need to have the knowledge of our history. If we don't have the knowledge of our history, these white people carry us right where we are here right today. They're ruling over us. They say they have government. And when you look into the World History textbook, you can't see their government in there. And when you go to the end of the bronze of the Neolithic age, and new civilization was raising up in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, you don't see them into the World History textbook. What you read about some people, like, is underground type of people, them, are the white people, them, called sea people. You don't need to wonder who in the world sea people, because you read the World History textbook that tells you before any human being came on earth, who came? The ape-like humans. You don't go any further than that when it comes to human being. Everything from there on to where we are for the taking, you and I, to decide what's what. So since it's two species, this is the template. Nobody can move it. All you see these white men are talk, and wild all kind of stuff. They'll talk your way into the blue skies. And you don't know what is the real world civilization yet. You will not find out that they never bring civilization here. These white hominids never bring no civilization. But these offspring today, they'll give you a whole bunch of arguments and call themselves all kind of names that don't belong to them. And then you get your scatter away. Nobody really know for sure what the world and civilization is. It's a good thing that I find out, because I'm willing to tell anyone, everyone, non-exempted. Yeah, I'm ready to tell what I read and what I find. Now, these white people, they sit down into our territory like they don't have any, no inclination, no preparation at all to go back where they come from. And look at the attitude that they have and tell me if it is not because they fuck on us and fuck dogs and everything else. Isn't that why they have no sense about respecting other people? People don't respect other people. They respect their fucking ass self. And they want everything that we, the other species, want. Right? Well, they want it to look like us, and they go after the Neanderthals. And they begin to look like Neanderthal human beings. They don't look like monkey anymore. All right? Then they want to talk like the hybrid people. And they go after us and they start talking. So they both look like us and talk like us now. And they take over the world and say, can't you see they take over the world? Yes, they do. Because coming along 100,000 years, what did happen, happened. And 100,000 years, the record is there. These folks were never talking. They never looked like humans. They never sound like humans. So something happened. You have to deal with it now. They call themselves, you know, Cro-Magnon talking man. They're making these stories up with the hope of throwing us off, you know, the orbital circle. That's what they're trying to do. Muddy up the knowledge that we are to have so that they will keep in control and tell us about AD and Adamani and talk about democracy. You don't find out that there is no democracy in civilized government. There's no democracy. These sodomite white people making up these things and for you to vote. Look into the world. It's a textbook. You see the government, kingship government. It doesn't tell you about no voting, nothing at all. The government take care of people who work and pay taxes and stuff like that. And the government take control of people, right? By whatever they are required to contribute to. But the government is who takes care of the people. Okay? That's what's supposed to happen. It's not what we have here that these guys, they're telling us. But we African people, we are into such a corner and a brain delusion. We don't know. We are not supposed to be voting because we don't come from a principality government that votes. The government takes care of everything by the resources that people handle. You see what I mean? So when these Cro-Magnon modern time just start talking and just start looking like human beings, they come and decide to take control because they find out that over the past 100,000 years, decline in mental value. And that's a fact. So you go to university and you have a good job. You're a lawyer and all this kind of thing, PhD stuff, right? And in this AD, yes, this is the way the white people want it to be. Yeah, because the university and the concept of that university is not like civilized people. You see, they have tricks that they are using to the education and the kind of things that you come to believe and trust in when you go to these type of a learning institution in, you know, that is run by these Cro-Magnon talking people. They are talking, they're not talking good enough to be civilized. That's the thing about it. We are not supposed to send our... Now, first of all, before we talk about where we send our children, first of all, if we don't learn enough to come out of church, if we don't learn enough to know that church is a homosexual institution, it's not African people establishment. No God, the gods have nothing to do with it. No Elohim have anything to do with church. And look, if you read and see any establishment of church under the BC era, let me know about that. Like I give you the number there, right? 347-850-1358. Call me and tell me where you see church under the BC era. You tell me. Because for what I read, I don't see any. But is something wrong with the way I'm reading? Well, you show me. You see, we won't be wrong if you show me in the authorized book. But you definitely can't use a Bible, because you'd have to prove where the Bible has accreditation, academic accreditation. Bible is certified about God in a Garden of Eden making Adam and Eve. You have to certify that. Otherwise, these white people are going around and they own this, they own that, they own everything. It's a lie. It's a lie. And when that day break and they're going to find out that they are caught, they will go home then. They will go home. You see, because they have a brain, they have a heart, you know, they have a lung, they have so much of the human component. Ever the truth comes out, and everybody's going to find out this A.D. and Adamani, they talk about Mary as a boy child in a manger and Caesar Augustus. When you come to find out, those things are lies. 100%. It is not that. It is debatable. It's not debatable, because Christianity has no foundation for truth. It's a sodomite thing, homosexual thing. And look, you think they are hiding being anything that I'm telling you? Of course they're not hiding it. They're just being clever about people who I was, what many of us were, don't know anything. But the time is not the same. Now it's not Pisces. This is now Aquarius. And I am an Aquarian man. Yeah. I am an Aquarian man. And if you're out there and you're listening to me and you understand what I'm saying, and you find yourself can't react positive to what I'm saying, no, you don't have anything to, like, you know, to debunk what I'm saying, but you find yourself unable to respond positively, like in your emotions and stuff like that. Like you want a tilt, a leaning to begin to behave like that. You find out you can't do it. It is because something is wrong with your brain and you need further treatment before you can become free to find the maneuver to make those things affect you internally and enable you to live the way you are thinking and feeling. Apart from that, you're not going to get anywhere, because psychologically, listen, if you are wounded psychologically, you know, you're going to have to get real good treatment that works to bring you out of that. All right. I want to tell you now the reason why Romans become a subject of argument. And when I say argument, I don't mean malicious argument. That's not what I mean. I mean argument in the sense of a discussion. Okay? So argument can be turned, you know, you can have a violent argument. You can have a heated argument. However, argument is not restricted to those terms. Argument can be a romantic communication. We mustn't get carried away with distinction. And a lot of time, people don't want to hear the word distinction, but they don't know the full use of the word. Distinction is a very powerful word, and we should get to know it. Now, Romans, now, do you know, when you read about Romans, who are the Romans? Do you know? If you know, that's good. Now, when you read in the Bible, talks about the Romans, and you read in the World History textbook and it talks about Romans, who are the Romans there? Chances are, you don't have a clue. And do you know how much it affects your human living every day? When you don't know who Romans were, they exist today, who they are today. When you don't know that, that piece of confusion is going to affect you in a way that you may never realize. This communication I had with someone who we are talking about Romans, I am a proponent for the clarity and distinction, identification of the biblical Romans and the political Romans throughout the world. Okay? But first, the root of Romans in the Bible and in the World History textbook comes from the overthrow of the king of Italy in the city of Rome. In the beginning of the Romans. Who were the Romans in that Roman dynasty for about 245 years or something like that. That kingship existed there. Right? And it is the time when these Europeans start to talk and start to do things. They find out that they can start control up things. We being a young species 200,000 years ago, after 100,000 years ago, some of us began to leave Africa to go out and settle down in outer settlement. All right. Something happened at that time. Right? And it is from there the world began to have trouble. And you see in the Bible somewhere talking about talking serpent and how man sinned. And how did God tell them not to sin and all that kind of stuff. 100,000 years ago, that problem began. Not before that. You see what I mean? All right. So everything about white people talking and looking like humans, it began right up there 100,000 years ago. Miscegenation, crossbreeding. It happened. You see? And it happened so long so that they can build up so many different cultures. Sodomite culture. They all where they originate in Africa and build up their hominid offspring in southern Africa. All right. Now, so now There came a time that these Europeans, they call them Indo-European or Proto-Indo-European. All right. So they decide to get into politics. What they were doing before, or they were being criminals because, you know, coming out of their hominid state, mute state, didn't talk. Well, the babies that they began to get, that's what got them into talking. You have these Europe, what we call white Europeans, them begin to talk. It is the miscegenation that caused that, because they were not talking before. Because I tell you, I read it, they left Africa and go up into Europe, only can make stone tools. Yeah. Whether or not you think it's a lie, well, you watch and see if anybody is going to want to come and face me with it. Ain't nobody coming to face me with it. So it's just a matter of time until this is going to climax. You know. It is going to be the story of someday that people are going to be confronted with this fact that I'm telling you. White people talking till when? The history tells us that. They're not thinking so. And they'll think that I'm here making noise and stuff like that. No, but you see, a little leaven leaven up the whole lump. Yeah, a little leaven up the whole lump. Yeah, and this is what's going to happen. Is a little tree fall down out there. Sometimes birds pass out these seeds and drop it, and these seeds begin to grow. You hear that? Yeah. And what happened is, my friend, this little tree grow up until like about, you know, 3-4 years and stuff like that, it begin to turn a real tree, you know? And therefore, I'm telling you what happened now to this Roman thing. They decided, and as far as I can see, they're coming out of the sea people thing where they pirates and the all kind of stuff they began to do. And go underground, come up at nighttime, go out and do raids and stuff like that. Raid the African people, though. It's nobody else, because nobody else on the planet Earth talking but us. But since they come up now and begin to talk, everywhere we are, build up a little city and stuff like that, these white people come around and lurk around, look a job or something like that. That's what used to happen. They're talking now, all right? And they look like us and talk like us, so certain kind of equality begin to build up. I'm telling you what this story is, okay? I imagine you're going to look it up too. But we are on a turning point right now, because the fact, when you start talking the truth and emphasize on it, and nobody is able to, you know, push it down, It means that some people got to move on over. Move on over, because the truth is more powerful than anybody and any lie that you want to tell, you know. And so, I'm going to tell you now, finish the story. This gentleman, after he repeated his conviction and tell me that it is impossible for Romans to be black people, at least not in their time. Once he say that to me, because I like to progress, you know, the more you tighten up, well, I'm going to tighten up too. So what he said there led me to this point. I asked him, in order for us to know the truth of whether or not white people were not black Romans, white people were Romans and they were not black. The only way we know the truth about that, I asked him for a point of proof. And that proof is not, it's not impossible to derive. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense I was asking him. Because where would I get it from to ask that type of question that nobody can find out? All right. Well, I ask him this, considering we're talking about, in the world is a textbook, only two, not 21, not four, not six, none of that. In the world is a textbook, two human species exist. Two. One represents the first human, ape-like human, that evolved 3.5 million years ago, my friend. So, don't look for no mute ape-like human being to be civilized. You're not getting no civility out of them. And besides, I'm not just assuming that. The World History textbook tells us that they were ape. And we don't know no ape that talk. Okay? So they make stone tools and they could make a fire. Okay? You get it? Yeah. So the point is, because something changed, it doesn't change their origin. So I am going to put the question to my communicator. I said, give me the name of your give me the name of your parent species. Right? Your ancestor species. Give me the name. Right? So you can say species all day long, but you're not identifying anything. You have to identify the first parent of that species that began to generate people like you or like them. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. And since it is into the world, it's a textbook. It's all right, because it's all when you don't know. But you see, from you know, it's easy. Otherwise, I hear people talking about that. I wonder where they get that from. But I am not wondering where nobody get nothing from right on this now. I know what it is. I know where it's at. And I know it's the same book that control them, control me. The same history textbook carry the same story. There's no place for us to run. So I asked my friend,
to tell me what that is. You know what? I was kind of impressed and surprised at the same time. Because when I read, my friend, it didn't take long to respond to me either. When I read what he said, I was, you know, kind of a bit surprised, but I was happy though. I was glad. And I'm going to tell you what my friend said. My friend said, he called me by my name and said, listen, well, I don't recall we talked before. I don't remember that we talked before. If we did, I don't know. But this person, I find to be coherent and basically talking what they really feel convinced about. But now, person knows something about fact and identity, proper identity. Why? He doesn't keep on running around and repeating the same things he said before. You know, and he was, you know, like more doing repetition of what he think before. But when I asked him to give me this, he saw something in what I said. And he said to me, I have to tell you the truth. I don't know, sir. Really? Now, you know, once he said that, you know what happened? Look, once he has to tell me he doesn't know. Now, he was talking like he know it from long time ago and say it is impossible for it to happen. When I say, all right, give me this then. Tell me who the parent is for the ancestor. He said, I can't give you it because I don't know. And you see right there? I tell my friend that I really appreciate his honesty. All right. And because of that, I'm going to give him this piece of information. I gave him the information of the World History Textbook. The name of this World History Textbook is National Geographic. It's Glencoe National Geographic. Right? I gave it to him the year 2000. Four was the year it published, and then the edition is edition 2, right? Now, and then I gave him more information. I gave him the chapter. I gave him the heading, right? I gave him the page to go and read the direct information that is going to tell him what he needs to know about that. And I say, whenever you do the search on it, I would like for you to come back and tell me. We talk again about this. That's what I say. Now, so what I'm trying to say to you, when you know what you're talking about, it's different from when you don't. You don't know what you're talking about. But it's the culture we are in that teaches us to believe in what we don't know. So we are going to be convinced that these people in the church are telling us the right thing. And when it bucks and it, you know, it falls to the ground, we are not feeling very proud at all, because how could your stuff, you know, I mean, fall, or could it fail? You see what I mean? Because it wasn't, you didn't know so far. The exact thing that you should know, you don't know. You see, because you can't go to the middle of the stream. You got to go to the head of the stream. You see, so no matter what we're talking about here in life, we need to know where it's coming from, and if we are following serious reality. You see what I mean? All right. Listen. So I tell you that, and I come to this. The fact that I have been struggling for a long time, quite a few years, to find out things that satisfy my mind like it is the truth. I can look around and see trees and see everything and read about monuments in Egypt and stuff like that. I've been struggling and want knowledge that make my psychological stomach full up of things that, you know, I cannot dismiss. So when I read things about the overthrow of the king in Italy, Rome, in the city of Rome, when I read about that, the first day I was reading about that in the World History textbook, my friends. You know, by this time, my impression can rise when I read certain things, because I'm old now enough to understand the value of certain information, what it really is, you know, and what it's going to do to your mind when you understand it. Now, so that story about the overthrow of the king was a story that I find it ridiculous that I never came across it before. Because look, you're talking about the government, the civilization of the world comes from the Elohim gods. And what you're reading in the Bible, white people make it seem like, is that their spirit God that tell Moses and tell this one and tell this. And nothing don't go like that. Thing they're writing in the Bible, they extract it from the African civilized history. These white people. But we don't have a communication system. We African people. Based on the fact that what these white people did to our ancestors 100,000 years ago. We are not able to communicate with each other. We are not able to stick together as one. No, we are scattered. And we are always putting distinction between us and other people. We are better than other people. That even in the home with your own siblings, some think that they are better than the other. Dark woman that has a daughter among other children, one maybe a few different men, but she has one with a lighter complexion. And it is reported that she loved that light-skinned daughter more than the rest of them. Treat her special and everything. And she's as dark as mostly black. And that's the way she feel about it. So what I'm trying to tell you, the way the world is today with African people, it is our ancestors that cause our dysfunction, mental dysfunction today. And it is so long now that we don't really know anything wrong with us. We just think we are all right. We are not all right. African people are all wrong, big time. Because all of the things we are believing in the Bible as stories are lies. There is none of the substantive stories that we base our lives on that are true, especially the creation stories, not true. And the church causes us to rely on those stories. You know, I think it is going to be a great relief when people find out the truth about white people who go to the top of the mountain and put African people to look up at them. And you'll find out that these were the instrument of evil. That's right. When I read again about, so that was, that one was the kingship of the world, the law codes and everything like that. When a king is set in the throne, the gods did it. It's not humans do it. It's immortal, not spirit, but immortal beings do it. And for these sodomite wild people to go and overthrow that king named Lucius Tarquinius, the king of Rome, Italy, the city of Rome, to take that man down. And I am observing, I don't hear Africa that is, you know, like some 51 countries with governors and stuff, all kind of leaders, kings, never intervene. Did not intervene with the coup on the king in the city of Rome. And the next thing they did was take the military. And at St. Peter's Square, where you see the Pope is there, that's where the king was that they overthrew. Now, politics, very essential. Politics is very essential. And when you do, that's why there is government. The gods brought government. They came from their planet where they had to have government there. Okay? So they brought it here. And then when they started the human race, we interbreed up and turned many. Quick time. So it was important also for us to come under the government that they expand their government that they had. You see? And you can see when it comes down to close to the Bronze Age at Mesopotamia, India, Egypt, and China, we could see that development in the different area of the civilized people came into effect. The emergence of civilization. White people don't have anything to do with it. We don't have no history to bring white people and African people together. No history whatsoever. So all they're going on with right now is just a matter of time that the truth is coming up like the oil on the top of water. That's what is happening right now. Right? And it is ushering in, and they shall go and perish for what they have done, because they have not done anything forgivable. You see, white people have not done anything that forgivable. They do all those things that you cannot forgive. And if they do anything that you say, well, then, okay, that was good, you still cannot forgive them. Because the worst of the element is what you cannot forgive. Because they come here and behave like they are civilized. They pretend that they are everything. You know, when they go about and fuck asshole, they turn around and behave like, oh, that's not what they do. They make laws to make fucking shit, you know, married together. They do all of that right here on us as I am talking. That's what is there as their law, their government. And our kingship government don't exist. It don't exist. These Sodomites don't recognize kingship government. You see what I mean? Now, they go on and do what they want to do when nobody, no police don't stop them. But I am a policeman for the polytheistic government. And if they think polytheistic dead out, they're going to find out. No, it hasn't died out. But the gods will make you prove who you are. You're going to make up your own thing, and you know what the real thing is. But no, you want to come with your fucking asshole and pull up the people, the world of people with sodomy. That's what you are proven to be. It is so that why I sit here and talking about it. You think it's a joke. You think it is a joke. It is not a joke. Because they didn't put us here for nothing. The gods didn't put white people here at all. No, history don't say that. What I'm trying to say to you, what they have done to the African people is so bad that when we see things like Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, all that they have been doing to us over the past 2,000 years, we see they're writing about what they do. And it doesn't bother us. We still go to church. That's how badly we are damaged mentally. We don't know what is right from what is wrong. You see, and see what they say in the Bible. When God said, you know, Adam and Eve eat the fruit now, so their punishment is, you know, he'll have to kick them out of the garden. But he said they would die. That's what he did say. But it changed now. God is lying. You see? So now, here is what is happening. These folks are now talking serpent, this and that. And they know they are the ones that did the evil things that they're talking about, talking serpent. There was never any talking serpent, okay? But short of knowing the history and the fact of the Elohim gods and what they have done on earth, we have to stay under the Bible because we don't know anything else. So I'm saying to you, we are that badly off that when we read that the Pope is confessing about some 20 years ago, you see? The Pope is confessing to the evil that they have done to us. We don't know what that evil is because talking about Jesus died on a cross, if we knew exactly what that was, we would know what the Pope is talking about because we should know that the Jesus that they say was put on a cross to die, he would know that it's not true that he was dying for our sins. You see, what they're writing in the Bible and saying Jesus died for our sins, it's all a lie. Okay? There was no Adam and Eve that sinned in a garden. God cursed them. Nothing like that happened. It is what the white people they have done to abuse us African people, our ancestors. That is what caused the problem. Who is the talking serpent? It's the white people. Because they are the ones who interbreed our people and start to talk and start to look like they are a real human being. It is them that did it. It's not us. 100,000 years ago. And who else come to talk on earth as human being except them? The Cro-Magnon talkers. And now they want to hide it and say they die out and stuff like that. No, they don't die out. It is these Trump and Biden and the rest of them talk about the Rothschild federal government. It is them, the KKK and the Jim Crow. They are the one that did it. If they think they're not going to find themselves where they come from, they make a sad mistake. A sad mistake. But it's a matter of time. Why, if you don't see that something is wrong with us, and over 2,000 years, this man who says a pope, he's a vicar of Christ, he is telling you this. Like I always like to read, you know, what he said. And to know that, I look in myself and say, you know, I am the only person I see talking about this. All of the African people that are up there and climbing the podium and have opportunity to talk and voice, they find everything else to criticize and talk about that don't weigh nothing in the scale for these white people to move out. They're not planning on that. No, white African people are planning to be under this faggot, sodomite, fucking body white people all the day of their life. You know, it's a good thing that that's not the provision in fate, in nature. You see, we don't have that destiny. And if you want that destiny, cock up your ears and go about your business and go to church and make them do what they want to do in the church. Remember, the last thing under Obama is a white man shoot down 9 African people in a church. Imagine that. These guys are so idiotic that they don't know to put on and even pretend a positive pretense. They going into the church and kill these people. They should be all keeping down the shame of themselves. No, they're going to come with a gun and kill our people who is definitely at the mercy of them, at the mercy of these white people who know better. And how many white people you see come out on TV and video and said, you know, it is not right what is happening to the African people. White people are saying that. And we can't realize if we go see D. Jakes, them, all of them up there, I talk about Jesus Christ. And it is a vomiting kind of a feeling and, you know, to see that none of it is true. And we have our own people, I mean, going and testifying and evangelizing the same nonsense. That in Palestine, it is killing, they were killing our people in there. You see what I mean? They were taking the land away from our people there. Until this day, these faggot white people, they don't know when they steal something. For them, nothing is stealing. It's only when you're taking from them, they know that you're stealing. White people, you hear what I say? White people don't know when anybody steal anything except when what they are stolen, somebody is trying to take it from them. Then they think they'll call the police then because you're taking away what they have. That's the way white people is. Now, you prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, and I'll ask you what they come here with. All of our territory that they come and kill us and use all kind of poison and kill us and all kind of stuff and tie noose around us and do. You tell me how they come here, what did they bring here to do those things to us? What did we do to make them do those things? And they have what is called AD Anadamani law. Where is the kingship government? Look, when they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, it is the law of Hammurabi, Hernamu and many Salji and many other kings that rule the world that these folks decide to put down and begin to make them sodomite law, AD and Adamani. You see what I mean? That's what is happening. So it means when I tell you that our brain got bad from 100,000 years ago, look at the situation. You may look at some little minor things and probably want to think that no, we, you know, no wrong with us. No, but look at the type of things that I'm putting into your scale to weigh it. Are we like the first 100,000 years of development? Do you see us look like that? Nothing at all have I read that said anything was wrong with us. But over the last 100,000 years, it's a complete different thing until we turn such an idiot. We are such idiots now. It is for real. We don't see what's wrong. Caesar Augustus gave decree all men should be taxed. Who was Caesar Augustus? You don't know. Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgression and his stripe where he and all this kind of stuff like that. And all those things that they are talking about in those scriptures. Nothing don't go like that. And we believe it. Jesus paid it all and think Adam and Eve really picked the fruit by a talking serpent. And nothing remotely don't go like that. And how difficult you're going to have to accept that what I'm telling you, you should go read it and find it again and see. 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14. They are telling you your mind must be unnatural to understand the thing in the Bible. Is that true? Can your mind be unnatural and make you understand better what the Bible is saying? You understand lies to be true. That's what happened. Because your mind is infected by, you know, something that keep you from you call this now, your vision to interpret things is now dark. So when the and you're not able to use sense of distinction, good judgment, that is gone. That's why you go to church and sing the Psalm of David and go on with all kind of antics and praise the Lord and speak in tongues. You don't know how demented we become when we talk about we fill with the Holy Ghost. There's no Holy Ghost. You're born with a spirit inside of you. You don't need no more Holy Ghost. Right? Holy Ghost is for white people. And that's no joke. I'm not making a joke. I'm serious. The church is for them. It's not for us. So if you, you know, if you read your history, you won't want no church. Because not unless you too sick to read and understand. Well, you know, I know what it takes me a long time to understand. So I'm not beating down on anybody. I can't beat down on anybody, but I am saying pertaining to all the church's structure and how we believe in it, I am surprised that nobody at all from a young coming up to adult never say anything about the king that was overthrown in Rome, Italy. Nobody at all ever say that. And that was something that has such a strong importance in it that I should hear somebody say something. My preachers talk about where the Bible was created in Iznik, Turkey, you know, by Constantine first. Yeah, I hear that. Now I come to understand what that is all about. Because he was telling us, but it was in the positive sense that he was telling us that. I come to find out that there's nothing positive about it. It's just like Caesar Augustus in Palestine, a kill off the people and take away our land. And we think that, oh, Jesus come to die for our sins out of that story. So we are, you know, our orbital brain is definitely not working right now because we go into church and praise the Lord. You know what I mean? when I saw the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, again, in my resurrected mind, I'm saying, I don't hear nobody talk about this. And listen what the man talk about. And I don't read nobody react and say nothing about this. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, year 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican officials said Tuesday. You think within yourself, as I'm trying to read this, is this a civilized thing I am reading? Because this is what the white people go by. 1220 AD, kill us, take away what we have, force us into Christianity. Are we under a civilized government here today? Under the Constitution of the United States. The Romans that we're talking about. That's the name that they take on that day of 509 BC and call themselves Romans and trying to dodge like it's not Romans who overthrow them. It's some other noble men. And listen, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. It's the evil that they have done, and we are interpreting the evil like it was something good. These people are now so elated in their minds that they got, such good luck to find people that they can rob and do whatever they want to do and take away what they have and talk any kind of, sodomite nonsense, and we just say amen to it. You know what I mean? They feel good about that they can be killing us and we go on like we don't have any sense. But that happened long time, 100,000 years ago, though. It didn't just happen. So gradually over time, we lose our common senses. And these white people were glad come right on in and take advantage of us. Now, when somebody is telling you what happened, you don't have fear because it's so unbelievable. But it is not. It is to be understood. Knowledge must be gained out of this. I don't even want to apply belief into this because belief is not knowledge. You never take a class to learn how to believe anything. But you sure take class to get knowledge in everything. Ain't that right? It is right. Now, you must depend on what energy makes you feel knowledgeable, not believing, believer. Don't go there. Anytime something satisfies your mind, you must know then if you are putting anything together, you should know it's time for you to wake up, okay, and put on the right armor and not believe turkey, gown and all them kind of things. All right. So therefore, we are believing in all of these evil things that these sodomite white people who we and them have nothing together in civilization, none whatsoever. And we are accepting what they are doing. Fucking asshole of little children and stuff like that. How much money they are paying in court, in their own court system, to for damages they do to children, especially children. And some of these children that they molest, these children are sick, and into their adult age, they are plagued by what these sodomites do to them in the church, right? And when you think they're, Jesus is there, there's no Jesus there, it's just honest. Fucking abusive European, what you call it, ape men. That's who you're looking at. Now they're talking and stuff like that. And you think you can trust them. Go into the church then. like the Jehovah's Witnesses. Go in there and see how they hide, how they fuck these little people inside of there and turn them idiots. They go out and trip and they plan and because all the answers about fucking your ass. You don't know that. When we talk about Jesus born in a manger and all these kind of stuff, and where did these guys come from? Where did God send them from? To crucify Jesus. And Jesus, by he was like 30 years of age, they crucify him. No go so. Nothing, no wise men and all these kind of things. It's all foolishness. And like I say, if you think I'm talking nonsense, I am talking something, and where my aim is at is that you realize that white people are not civilized and they don't belong among us. That's the truth. That's what you must understand. You can't understand they take away what you have all over the world. And right now, you know, you are trying to survive. They have everything over all these 2,000 years, of course. They're billionaires. You know, all of these networks, these guys make money and all this kind of stuff. And we won't cut it down on them. You see what I mean? We won't talk the right thing to chase them out, go back to where they come from. That's what I'm doing. And all you have to do is to see whether or not I'm talking the right thing, because you know what I mean? It's up to me to know what I know, and anybody can question me on it because I'm not running from nobody at all. Right? If they would say, well, then they're going to take me into the county jail and lock me up and give me an arraignment and stuff like that, they would start having the problem right there with jurisdiction, because they don't have no jurisdiction. The federal government don't have no jurisdiction. They did have jurisdiction when they told this man. There's this man that they told C7, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. Couldn't even read anymore right now, but that's what they say. When I'm telling you they're not a government, none whatsoever. And then you may think it's difficult for me to prove it. But they won't want me to prove it. They won't want me to prove it because they know that anytime it gets abroad and people know, they're over with. They're over with. Because the point is, once you strike down AD on a dominie, it was never anything of civilization, nothing of civilization. These sodomites just make it up. You see? And they are violent, and this is how they get their thing off. You see? They start to kill people because they're civilized, right? They are in civilization. They brought civilization. Why they didn't bring civilization before they start, going out and attack us and interbreeding our people? Why they didn't come with civilization before that? Three and a half million years. They didn't have none at all. But see what happened now? They create a problem. And now it must seem like we are the problem. That's the way they design it. Oh, because they are holy now with a Bible and Jesus and stuff. And none of those things are true. You can't bring that to me. It's the reason why now I'm telling you, nobody will come on the radio and to argue that. Because they know that they are in a sinkhole already. And this is one person who will never, he's them up. not easing them up on all of these high places that they have and stuff like that. They only, all they have done was, I mean, you know, like you know, playing a police, like playing police. You know what I mean? When you are emulating somebody, wrong emulation of somebody or something, that's what white people do. They are wrong, cruel emulators who couldn't talk, but now they can talk. And now, if you don't know what you're saying, they're going to do it to you. It is not a joke now. It is not a joke. It is serious. And if you don't take it serious, it's up to you, because you have one life like me, and so it is. These white people find out that we don't know what's going on. So they said, America is our country. And you keep on telling you, talking about this is our country. How can it be their country? How? Nobody don't ask them about their origin. They just talk what they want to talk. Right? They don't hear anybody offer up anything that they know, we have trouble. Because they will know when they hear the bugle blow, they will know what it is. So I'm telling you, these people stand up and tell you all these things. The Pope, the Vicar of Christ, the same people that we have as ivory people are actually adoring and worship, because they change our calendar to worship the Pope. And therefore, you think you're a Christian, you're not going to get out of their noose, because they stop, you know, keep you from worshiping the gods, the Elohim. That's right. So you read a Bible about the Elohim, but, you know, is that the Elohim that you think you're reading about? You see? Or that you want to read about? Them give you the Bible with a different type of understanding about Elohim. You see what I mean? And use it to run AD Anna Domini. That's what these folks do. They don't have no right in none of our territories. And they don't have any right to use our names and characters. They don't. There is no legal right. But we are here and nobody will tell us that. But I know that because I go and study some legal courses. So all you see these white people are doing, it's just a matter of time when somebody is going to, like, shut them up. You see what I mean? All they know to do is shoot and kill us. Right? In any kind of way they want. But they're going to find out that we have law that prevent them from doing that. Right? And first of all is kick them out. Kick them out. I don't mean with physical. I don't mean none of that. Because, you know, we never show that we manifest. We never manifest those kind of orangutan type of a behavior. No, I'm looking at the whole historic manifesto. And I'm looking at, I don't hear any complaint coming from us that we do them this, we do them that. No, it's them all the way until they make it seem like they had a right to do everything they do. Not true. And so, my friends,
they were looking for stuff in the email.
So, my friends, I am saying to you, it is alarming that African people are not able to see what we are supposed to see. And we accept the delusion that these white people throw out into the world and make us delusional and our brain is not bringing us to see what is going on. And the truth scare a lot of us. To hear the truth, scary, because, you know, it's serious energy in these information. And if you are not, you know, into or up to understanding words and as what it relates to, context and connotation of stuff, we are out. So what the Pope wrote and nobody react, as far as I know, to it, so that we are doomed. It goes on to say that Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make a plea for pardon unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said. During the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass, St. Peter's Basilica, the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church of the church and the faults of the past. Like they stop doing it, eh? They don't stop. Written by the International Panel of Theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. Oh my God, this is worse than laughable. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of fault might look like acquiescence in the face of accusations made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document list faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Yes, my friend. These are, you know, you can sense the raw, civilized manners of these white people. Listen to the way they talk. They can't even hide the evil that they are into. But guess what? They turn our brain upside down long time. So what sense does it make right now? Because we're not understanding what they're saying. Now, if we wake up and begin to read and understand what they do, well, that's the time that we will be able and to cut free from the nonsense. But until we understand, these sodomites are going to like tell us it's their country and what they can do. I can only tell you what I come to realize and hope
I hope that someone can make use of what I'm saying in that I'm not trying to, like, win anybody over. It's about I realizing something, and I want people to know. And I am giving my collection. I'm giving my donation into what I'm doing, and I don't ask anybody else to contribute to it. I can assure you that since I started to, like, come on this radio, I never ask anybody to pay for one of the editions. I never do it. I never felt like I wanted to. And these people have the guts to turn my mic off, maybe going about some 20 of my shows. That's what these sodomites do. And if you know how I feel in myself about this, peace, brother, peace. A Jackson Day. Peace to you. If you want to come in and have a chat, oh, you have like 5 minutes if you want to log in and have a chat, you can. It's me, the lady caller. Okay. How are you? How are you? Yeah, that's nice. That is nice. Nice to see you. I am here. Mm-hmm. Lol, I am well. I am well. Thanks. Yes, that's nice. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Yes, I am telling this thing. I am telling this thing, and I see you over on the board as well, right? I see you over on the board over there, and that's very wonderful. Anyway, there's nothing that I like to do better because I grew up in the church, and it was a very psychologically dark place where you are not hearing anything that is feeding your inner soul, you know? And when I talk to anybody, like one gentleman I spoke with a few years ago, and we met on talking a month or two ago, this brother told me that the day when we spoke to each other at first, he said, it's like I planted a seed in his mind. Because until today, he is doing all what he can to help himself too. Yes, I am still trying to break the church spell. Well, you know, if you see something, why you should? Well, that's what you have to follow, you know? You know, because it's your knowledge that gives you the power to move, you know, to change your attitude, change your thinking, you know what I mean? Nobody's supposed to affect the way you feel. It must be you gain a knowledge and show you that, you know, that is not the way to go. This is the way to go. And it's private between you and the soul inside of you, you know what I mean? And whatever connection there is to the divine gods, this is where it's going to come from. It's going to come from your own conviction and what you see and what you are to attire to. But don't let nobody, you know, don't let nobody interfere with the way you think and the way you feel, because it's, you know, it can't be for somebody else. It has to be for you, and you have got to come up to that level if you're trying to come up to that level. And you will make it on your own. But, of course, we need to communicate, yeah. But the communication must be mutual and not put you in a bind where you must be doing what somebody
want you to do. No. So my conversation with anybody is usually to talk and to see things just like I go on to see things till I am where I am at here with what I have learned, and I'm telling people. And when I tell people, I am not trying to create pressure of obligation into nobody to do anything, except if you see knowledge and you want it, take it. That's the way it is. And like I said, I am here and I don't solicit nothing. I want people to hear what I find, and if it is something that helps someone, I am glad. This brother told me that he, you know, he is helped, because when I talk to him, I planted a seed. And a seed is only going to grow on a good soil, right? A good soil. If it's soil no good, it's not going to grow. And that's what I tell people, what I know. And I don't want them to know anything else than that, which I find to be true. So, I mean, where are we going to go with that? You're going to go where you want to go, because I'm not bending you over to my way. I am telling you something for you to decide. You know the world around you. So that's what it is. Now, let me go to my next little segment now. And if you want to, you know, like, I see it is just your own experience and views. Yes. And that's all I want it to be. I don't want it to be anything else. No, sorry. So if, when somebody tell me they see something for themselves and they're pursuing it, you know, I mean, and it sounds good to me. That's all I want to know, because we soon dead and gone. We'll soon be dead and gone. You know? We'll soon be dead and gone. All right. Now, let me go to this few little segment that I want to. It's 6 o'clock now, right? And nobody is going to be able to come in unless they come in on this month, on this minute, right? Come in. All right. Let me go over to this area and bring in this little portion that I want to bring in. The problem is we don't know that we have a government. These white people come in with AD and Adam and a new world, and we grow up with Christmas. We don't know anything else. Santa Claus and all that. We don't know the difference. Caesar Augustus, you know, sent out a decree that all men will be taxed. I grow up with that understanding of Caesar Augustus. Like, Caesar Augustus was a notable person. And it is not true. It is not true, but that's the way I grew up and thought about it. Caesar Augustus was someone who was authentic. Is when I begin to read and find out that it is not true. These are the criminals coming after us. You see, they left from Europe and come after us once we left Africa and come into the Western world. These white people follow us after many years that them can read now. I mean, with the blessing, our, it is the Elohim, civilized blessing, that they come in after they start to talk. You know, the talking baby business, that they, after they, you know, rape our people and begin to get talking baby. That's how white people start talking. That's a fact. It is a fact, you see? But they take us gone so far into the church that we don't have enough knowledge now to understand how the world come to where it's at. So now when we begin to hear certain things and pay attention, that's the only thing that's going to make us get deliverance out of the things them would them teach you in a church, but Jesus and John the Baptist is not true. You know, all them things are not true. And the wise men following star is not true. And One of the king there that they said slaughter the babies, baby boys, 2 years and under, because the wise men did not come back and bring him words to, you know, about the baby, so he would come and worship. That story, if you look at that story, you'll find out it's not true. And that story is written in Matthew 2nd chapter. And you will find that it is not true, because it's right. It's right to uncivilized and incoherent. Incoherent. You see, it is confusing. It is contradictory and stuff like that. That you can find out nothing no go so like them kill out so many boys 2 years and under. Those things are not true. And when you find out that there were no wise men following a star, them just making up these stories. And I never thought that story made up. But when I was reading it, I didn't in earlier years from as a child up. I never see anything wrong, because my eyes wasn't reading and understanding words and the message. It's now that I come of age and reading and making sense of the words and the message. That's how I find out that nothing don't go like what they're saying in the Bible. No sound. You're not hearing anything? I know it's after 6 o'clock, but you shouldn't be it cut you off. It appears so. It seemed like it cuts you off because it's after 6 o'clock. But I don't think it should cut you off. Oh, I think the reason is because you're into the the chat room, and the chat room is not going to carry you over. But if you were logged into the show by your phone it would still carry you into the 6 o'clock hour. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. How ended? No sound on my hand show. Okay. See, it's just an experience and use. Yes, and I thank my caller to come in, logging into the chat room, and had a nice little exchange. But I think that's what happened in to the chat room. I thought it would still continue, but it's not so. All right, let's see what this is here. Okay. And so you see, so I think it's just that you go into the studio, when you log into the studio, then it will carry over. But I think they cut off the chat room, that I thought it will be going on, but it doesn't seem that's what happened. All right, so let me go on over to this over to the kingship government evicts uncivilized moon season calendar worship of Pope. The worshiping of Pope, my friend. There are so many things happening in our society, in the world. And where we are born and raised up, with churches taking over our society, and with the worship that is set up now. You know, we think we are worshiping the true and living God that they have in the Bible. And it's no true and living God. And if we were reading more advanced long time ago, we would have found out that what they're writing in the Bible is foolishness. I come to find out that it is foolishness. It's not everything in the Bible is foolishness. No. There are some things in the Bible are for real, but how can you distinguish it? Those things, you will have to be reading and not reading the Bible, you know, like you're reading fictional information. You know, you have got to be reading words and take it for what it is. When you read Bible and believe in Jesus, that's not what happened. You just believe what you read, and Jesus will always be real to you. When are you going to find out that Jesus tell a lie in the Bible on the basis of the word? Are you going to find fault with the way you understand words? You don't want to find fault with the way you are reading unless you find fault that you are not understanding, and you behave like you understand. That is a problem. But if you know that you are understanding the message of what you read, then there is nobody at all to keep you from making progress with your thinking. All right, so now we are talking about kingship government, and that kingship government evicts uncivilized moon season calendar worship of Pope, because that's what Christianity is all about, the Pope. If you don't know and you think Christianity is something good, can't sip any part of Christianity. You just can't, because you gonna come down to the very root of where Christianity is coming from. In other words, Christianity as a species, just like how we human beings have a species. Well, you have church species, and the church species is the white people who created Christianity. They are the species of it. Really? It doesn't go anywhere different from that. So if they make up Christianity and it is a fagot homosexual institution that put in all kind of different features into it, and you think that it different, you know, it different from, you know, you are a Pentecostal and you're not into the Baptist, or you're not into some of the other church, you're going to come down to find out that all of those institutions belong to the same species of the church who created the church, and these European people. It's them. I'm telling you unequivocally. No, African people don't make up the church in its earliest stage. It was not African people. They got African people into the church. That is a fact. Okay? And it doesn't worth anything. It is a blasphemous thing, and it damages your brain. It's the reason why white people leading the world. And you know, hear nothing of Africa who's supposed to be ruling the UN on everything on planet Earth by kingship government, and you don't see that happen. Something is wrong. Something is wrong right now. And if you don't find out that something is wrong, then you're going to perish. December 7, 2017, summer was an ancient civilization founded in the Mesopotamia region of the Fertile Crescent, situated between the Tigris and the Euphrates River. Ancient Sumer was the very first civilization to invent calendar. Listen to what I'm saying to you, because I just read to you that kingship, the civilized establishment for civilized human beings, ethnic group, Chinese, Indian, and the rest of us. We belong to Sumer, the Sumerian institution of the hybrid people. Remember that the gods set up a center in South Africa. That's where we were created. Long, about some 200,000 years after they've been around in South Africa. It's a long time that they've been there, right? So what I am reading to you now is what the African people belong to, the kind of knowledge and the government that is set up. They are behaving like we don't have a government, and it is our people who are at causing our knowledge to waste away and let these sodomites come in with their philosophy about, you know, sodomite theology and all that kind of stuff. They make Christianity. And then now we have lost touch of our civilization. Well, I come to find it after I began to read. All right? So now it is telling you where civilization come from. The gods come here with civilization and begin to do a lot of work. And these things are all over the world. There is no need for us to, we are not going to run out of evidence for what we talk about and for who we are and what we stand for. It's a blood thing. We don't mix up with anything else. We are polytheism people because we are the blood that is mixed. And that's us, civilized hybrid people. We don't want nobody else to mess around with us and come and talk about the ruling us. Okay? So we are going to go into a linguistic war. You don't see? Yeah. There is going to be not a gun war, but a linguistic war. And if they have a tongue that is more perfected, a tongue that knows what this sodomite does better, and it will knock us out. Come and do it. Come and do it. Yeah, because I'm here every day, and I'm calling these people out. Why don't they come? Come. No, but they're getting hurt. They're getting hurt. You don't see. They're getting hurt. They're pretending like they're all right, but they're getting hurt. They got to be hurt. Because I'm telling the truth, and they are lying in every way that they can. They're going to, you know, hurt until, you know, they just vanish away. That's it. Now, it goes on to say, ancient Sumer was the very first civilization to invent a calendar. The process went something like this. First, the Sumerian astronomers tracked movement of the stars, planets, and the moon. Based on their observations, they invented a calendar which had 12 months, and each month had around 30 days. The ancient Sumerians, the black-headed ones, live in the southern part of what is now Iraq, the heartland of summer, lay between the Euphrates and Tigris. We hybrid have the kingship government authority. We have the authority. We hybrid people of the kingship government authority to drive gays out. When we are obeying our Elohim decrees under the solar calendar, no more will gays allow in our territories. You see what I mean? We have to drive them out. We're not going into no battle of war with them, but our life, our spirit must bear the energy. We must have the characteristics. We can't be going to their church and I talk about Jesus and God and all this kind of stuff. It's not a historic thing that they're talking about. Okay? So I hope that people are getting it. You are to read about the kingship government. You see, as a matter of fact, I have books that is written that destroy the Bible and tell you that these white people writing about God in a feeding and all this kind of stuff is a lie. And they use that to set Christianity on it. You see what I mean? So if we are into the church, it's clearly that, you know, our brain is not functioning right. So because we definitely have kingship, and if you read, I have certain document here written by colors that have done research and write about what the Europeans done to the African people after they take them here as slaves. All right. Well, this, I have a document that tells you what these Sodomite white people have done to African people. You see, the fact that we are people talk and have certain level of intelligence, they don't like that. They don't like that. It gives them a hard time to control what they want to control. But they get by with a lot of things. Now, the point is, it all depends on who is putting their head to the knowledge, you see what I mean? Because if you're talking to somebody who handles word the right way, and somebody is trying to lie to you, you just use words and knock them out, knock them down. You're getting hungry or nothing like that. You just defeat them. You know what I mean? Because words have the light in there. When you use it and make distinction, you wipe them out. You see, so now you see them talking about they're ruling the world, AD and Adaban. All it takes is just me to knock them out just like that. Knock them out. They don't have no government. I mean, they were prepared for me because All it takes is me. They can't defeat what I'm pulling out of the history book, and even out of the Bible too. They are not able to prove anything. They don't belong where we are. You see what I mean? But because they have not had any opposition along this line, they go on doing the same thing and abuse us any way they want. You see what I mean? I am just like a person with a gun, except I'm using words. You see what I mean? And if you can do away with me, well, go ahead and do away with me, because I'm going to do away with you just the same, right? Laugh about it too. Yeah. But, you know, this is not hatred stuff I'm talking about. They might talk about white supremacy, but you don't white supremacy on our turf. This is all what I'm saying. You see what I mean? You want us to think that you have a right to do it. Where? You have a right to fuck another man's ass because that's your culture. Don't stay on our place with it. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying a whole lot of things going to happen who decide that you're not getting off of our turf, you know, see it? Yeah, that's right. With everything you have, you're going to see, you're going to go into pieces. And we, all we have to do is just live the way our God said we are to live, you know, see it? That's all there is to that. So now, no more will gaze allow in our territory. That's all there is. That's what I am saying. Search results. It looks like there are not many great matches for your search. Who is telling me that? Google is telling me that. You see, I'm asking them certain questions and they don't want to answer me. Try shortening your search to focus on the most important key words or phrases. Need help? Check out other tips for searching on Google. See what I mean? When I ask them questions pertaining to their government stand that they're taking, and we African people don't have no government. We're not covered by no government. We are underneath them. You see, this is the kind of stuff that I am telling you. We come to an end of that now. These white people never talk. They have to give account for their species now, and that they can't run away with nothing. You have to go by the authorized history. And don't talk no nonsense. They like to get out of things. You're not going to get out of nothing here. Donald Johnson, I don't think he is a white man. So, my friends, I read this portion to you. And I'm going to read another portion to you. And I think that will bring us to where I think it's a reasonable place to stop. Now, I have the link that I always tell people about. And I just want, as a reminder, to let you know, I have the link by Michael Johnson. Michael Tellinger, right? Michael Tellinger. And I have this link, and I'm always encouraging people to come and pick up this link here. All right? Welcome to Elohim Civilization. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio, Cosmic Philosopher, and I am Timaldre, the host, and I'm talking my church experience, and I'm talking what I have learned from history, world history textbook, and much from the Bible, and, you know, all of us use dictionary, so you understand that dictionary is basically the same type of use. When we come to talk about Bible, there's a special understanding that we are to have when we're going to talk about Bible, a special understanding when we read history and how we apply it, okay? All right, so I am so sorry I took so much of the time, but I was, you know, put out of action for a little there, but I'm back, I'm good, all right? Listen. I am convinced that there are many people out there in the world who wants to know about the world around them because it is confusing out there. The church, many churches, and it is awful and stagnated when you don't have a medium of knowledge that can guide you, because it shouldn't be so hard to find your way, you know? But you, it's just like you're taking a subject and you start, you know, you have a beginning and then you're going to have a end. You won't be confused if you start at the right place, right? Well, what I'm talking about now is this. For us to have the right view of the world and about humanity, first read about the first human being that came on the earth. That's right. And you get, as far as I know, a reading that I find to let me in to the straight gate of what human existence is. You don't look to people who are out here and you think they're good lecturer and stuff like that. Go to the book, because how are you going to know when some lecturer is telling the truth? But if the book is certified, it's different from when you hear somebody talking and say they go to university and stuff like that. It makes a difference. If that person say they read the world is a textbook and that's what they're talking from, that's fine. And if you get it from that person who is talking from the history, that's great, because your common sense can kind of tell you some things, you know, that you see make sense and you can move on. And but if you're not reading, then you're left at the mercy of people that you're listening to, and you have to be cunning enough to be putting the right ones them together. All right. In my case, the way I do it, I know that I did have a problem to find out where white people come from. What is their history? I had a problem with that. And that hinders my general knowledge from working. I need to know who we, these people here on the earth with us. I need to know them, how were they created. It's a whole lot of years before I come to that. All right. So what get me on track is when I just happen to start. Nobody never tell me to start read the book here, because you tell me this and tell me that. If that would have helped me, if somebody did. But I happen to start, you know, I mean, show my respect for the World History Textbook. And that's where I began to find out about the world. I said, the entire world became open to me. What you think I'm going to tell you? I am going to tell you a lot of things, but first of all, I'm going to show you where you walk and come into where I am. You have to learn about the first human being that came on earth and begin to breed up. You got to learn about them. When you learn, say that they were the first monkey type human, well, you know what you're supposed to know, because there was nobody else around. You're going to make the truth be the truth, and you don't ask nobody any questions. So when I tell you that, you know, you don't come and waste time with me. You see, if you want to, like, listen to me or something like that, you can go ahead and do that. But I tell you what to do to proceed and progress your knowledge of human existence. You see what I mean? So we can listen to each other as much as we want, and because we know where we're supposed to go. And this is the thing for me here. With this research of Michael Tallinger with our story, okay? This is what the church, the white people, don't want us to know. These, and whenever we have things that should noise abroad, no, they use the church to block it. This is what they do. I tell you this. I tell you all, right? This is right into the circumference of, I consider, the right worldview, because I don't see anything else anywhere building anything that is superior to the things that have been built up around the planet, like the pyramids and many other things that were built up, like the in England and all over Peru and different places that are not. It's all the in the what you call it the it's not human territory, you know, to build these kind of things, okay? It's a mightier force than what human civilized or uncivilized. They guys, white people, them used to make stone tools, right? Stone tools, that's all that they could do. But then when we, the hybrid came, we begin to make iron. You see, we begin to go far out into civilized stuff that white people weren't going into civilized. Making stone tools was not, you know, what we consider civilized things, because who needs stone tools today? You know what I mean? So this is what happened. We must know the things that pertain to us. And do not allow these white people to come and take away what we have and build up their own faggot stuff and say they're ruling us with their faggot AD and Adamany. That is not true. Now it's time we stand up and show them it's not true. Okay. So here is this honorable science group of people headed by Michael Tallinger. These are scientists. They're serious. Serious people. But they have these white people to deal with, because white people have the banks and all this kind of stuff. When I come and I bulldoze them down with AD and Adamany, then our people will have free course to set up our AD and Adamany on the planet everywhere. We need to get these sodomite out of the way with their AD and Adamany to Europe. All right, let me read some of what the research of Michael Tallinger in South Africa. This is just one of the segments of they telling us and giving us narration of certain things that they came upon over into South Africa. It's been there 200,000 years now, and they are just going there to research it, right? And the place is not just a place where it's hard to recognize. It is, but, you know, it's way out there, you know, 150 miles inland of South Africa. All right? So there's a very serious thing about our civilization that these white sodomite people are using against us because we don't know. Well, you know what? I am one person, when I know something, I know something. When I don't know, I just don't know. I am not hard to deal with. But if you're somebody who think that you know something that when I ask you, you don't know, I mean, I throw you in the garbage can. Because don't behave like you know something when you don't know. Because if you know, you should be able to answer question about it freely, you know, give it as a gift to somebody who want to know. But don't behave like you know and you don't know anything. Because as far as I'm saying, if that's what you want to do, not here. Not here. You don't have a space. You see what I mean? But apart from if you going on, okay. You know, I don't care how much you know from what you don't know. We get along with what you know. And I'm not going to pretend like I know something and I don't know. You know, if I said, you know, I have an idea or something like that, that's a different thing. I say I have an idea. I didn't say I know. You see? And I am not saying I believe anything. Because belief is something you're not to do when in serious things. Don't believe serious things that you really don't have a knowledge of. No, have knowledge, believe in things you have knowledge about. That's the way it should work. You see? All right, my friend. It's a lot of things about our lives that we are to know. So let me read some of this here. A rich and diverse history. When explorers first encountered these ruins, rich and diverse history. When explorers first encountered these ruins, they assumed that they were cattle corrals made by nomadic tribes like the Bantu people. As they moved south and settled the land from around the 13th century, there was no previous historical record of any older civilization capable of building such a densely populated community. So who are these? Little effort, he says. Little effort was made to investigate the site because the scope of the ruins was not fully known. Over the past 20 years, people like Cyril Cyril Ronick, Richard Wade, Joanne Enny, and a handful of others have discovered that these stone structures are not what they seem to be. In fact, these are known These are now believed to be the remains of ancient temples, astronomical observatories of lost ancient civilizations that stretch back for many thousands of years. These circular ruins are spread over a huge area. They can only truly be appreciated from the air or through modern satellite images. Many of them have almost completely eroded or have been covered by the movement of soil from farming and the weather. Some have survived well enough to reveal their great size. See above, with some original walls standing almost 5 feet high and over a meter wide in places. Looking at the entire metropolis, it becomes obvious that this was a well-planned community developed by a highly evolved civilization. The number of ancient gold mines extending 100 miles that connected the community and traced terraced agriculture closely resembling those found in Inca settlements in Peru. But one question begs for an answer. What's that? How could this be achieved by humans 200,000 years ago? How you answer that? The Elohim gods did it. We have the proof. We have the proof. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And let's hear Midnight.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord, yeah. For I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind. Before I lose my strength, all my waking hours of time. Before I lose my strength, all for the Most High Jah. My youth, my life.
of power, coming from the word Smith Jah. Shaping all sociological ills into betterment tomorrow. Ah,